Thank you, Kodong. Actually, today I'm representing my collaborator, a visiting professor in my lab, Professor Jean. She has probably more important thing to do than come here for the meeting. Thank you very much for the last section. What I will share with you, a lot of modern technology, like this DNA stuff. I will share a little bit older technology about the somatic embryogenesis on the Zelkovia. Zelkovia is kind of tree used a lot, and I'm very impressed, majorly temper for foliage, and most importantly, this plant is used for build higher quality foliage. This is why people like it, and also they are cold, heat, and tolerant, especially those harsh condition, the growing well. So regardless of old landscape or new landscape, they do plant this tree because it's very popular. I'm especially impressed when I visited Korea about 3 weeks ago. Everywhere is this plant. It's just amazing, amazing. They plant too many of this tree. They definitely have some good. Most importantly for the culture background of those China, Korea, Japan, people, especially the village, have to plant this tree as a symbol of the wealthy and the knowledge of this village, which is the majority of them have those. This is why this plant is very, very important. This is what I say in Guangxi, China, they have to have those. And they destroy a lot of tree, but not this one. Not this one. In Korea, they have even people singing, dancing under this tree in each village. I say the tree 600 years old. Amazing. So this is what I say is so important. And unfortunately, the landscape use is a lot. Why the population is decline? Because of over-harvest. And usually wood is much better than planted. So fur color is beautiful. People use a lot. The demand of this plant is definitely increased. This is what makes those research. What we did is we tried to use those, the objective is to try to answer is, how do we induce colors induction and somatic embryo induction, and majorly use anatomic work to analyze how they formed. We use immature seed from Zelkovia Hillidiana, which is about a 20 years old tree in Huazhong Agricultural University. So we take the seed out and sterilize about in the running water for 4 hours. We do put some kind of a detergent, like wash powder with it while washing. Then we take 5 minutes bleach and then clean it. It'll take about 6-7 times clean it. Then we get ethanol and the bleach. And really pretty good. They don't have too much contamination after you remove the seed coat. Then the culture media is majorly MS media. We don't have that. We do have different hormone concentration and a different way to induction of colors and induce the embryonic tissues. And what we do is during this procedure, so we remove the colors weekly to do the anatomy work to make slides to observe how the cell formed. That's what we did. To look at this plant is definitely the colors induced is based on the MS media plus BA, which is pretty good, works pretty good. We get about more than 50% of this induction read, and especially the texture and the color of colors are very good. Fibrologous, the white. Others is kind of, we just discuss. Then for the following step, we just use those induction from the colors from and MS plus 2BA, 2 ppm BA concentration induction. Then we get embryo formation and majorly how many the percentage of embryo induction. We found out the NAA plus BA will be highest induction rate of those plants. So technically, what we saw in the top left is the in the colors we induced, the colors was very, very bright and white, and also the large law type, which this is the one we use. Then the follow four steps just show you the how this a artificial embryo was formed. And we also take those plants, take those tissue weekly and look this embryo and the somatic embryo formation about those. Normally the colors is pretty good and no thin cells, but when they get embryonic cells, they're much denser, color is much darker. So technically what we found out, the position of those embryogenic cells usually started with both outside of those colors, also inside. Both of those arrows just show you where they initiate. But what happened is we found out the single cell with much denser cytoplasm and cell size is bigger. This is where single cell initiate. Then the single cell were divided into two cells. You can clearly look at this. Then the cell began to have a vertical and horizontal division to make three or more cells, probably like those both division begin to happen to make the apical cells, and they begin to get looks like eight cells pre-embryo, like we have zygote. The pollination fertilization is pretty similar division. Then they begin to the only things I hear, I talk about this, I just ask this question about this, what is really different between the somatic and the zygote, you know, embryogenesis. But I was told this is probably one from this somatic embryo tissues, somatic tissues, and also their form, they can reproduce from there. If it's zygote, you cannot. You have those from zygote tissue. Then they begin to become a global shape, and the somatic embryo begin to isolate from the mother tissue, and the continue goes to independently. In other words, we begin to isolate artificial the embryo. We did from those stage. And we look at those, sometimes they're not always happened simultaneously. Those who say pretty mature begin to differentiate, you have cotyledons and apical meristems all showed up. But if you look at the whole tissue, they do have a simultaneously to development of all different stage. In other words, they're continuously from the basic one cell and all the way to to the embryonic cell, then begin to make these big cells to divide it. So the conclusion is, you know, color induction is for Zarkovia schleidiana relatively can be easily induced from MS plus 2 ppm BA, and for embryonic induction, MS plus 1 ppm MBA and 1 ppm NAA will be good. So in terms of the development stage, I don't think it's a too much different than other people. So from a single cell to multiple cell, then the global shape, heart shape, cotyledon phase, this is probably. And one part we really don't do a good job is we did some of those, but the data is not presented is here is when you get those artificial embryo begin to induce the shoot and growing the roots, we did successful did those, but unfortunately today we don't have data to present here. But this is probably is the mistake of the researcher who don't take the data from this part with those. And I open those for any questions. Yes.
I have two questions. I missed what your initial explant was. And then the second is, how do you know that those were not adventitious shoots rather than embryos?
Well, the initial plant tissue is immature seed from 20 years old trees we collected. So the second question, I don't know I can really answer because I have a question too to ask something. This is what I saw is the embryo, what did it do is, they are really, I said, did you induce this from embryo to make a new shoot? And the answer from her, she said, we don't take data, we don't have it. So
this, I didn't see the roots coming up.
Well, this is what I think is, the bottom part after the embryo was formed, and especially when they have a shape, I don't think they take too much data and really get something or true or not. I'm not sure. This is something I'm questioning. This is why I said if you don't get plants, how do you publish a paper? So you can't. This is why I'm still questionable about this. This is thank you very much. We learned something.
Can you hear them all? Approve the somatic embryo.
Yeah,
you need to really show that it's
yeah.
A bipolar structure.
This is true. You can. You say I don't think he have any data of those. I just question about those two. So.
And that same question?
Yes.
When you use the colors, do you use the light condition or?
They use light condition. Yeah. They are used light 16 hours light condition, but I will think about definitely dark condition will be better. I did a lot of pine tree, and light condition cannot induced good colors. This is what I say. Usually dark condition will be much better. This case is light. This is why it's only 50%, which is I think it's pretty good, but with light condition, yes.
Well, nursery infrastructure in place to be able to take advantage of tissue-derived plantlets?
Yes. They do have a business. Actually, they have we have a grower nearby the Essence. He get weekly shipment tissue culture plants from China directly. So they do, but I don't know in China they do this themselves. This is a question marker. They market all the tissue culture plants back to the United States. This is just amazing. It's also both seed company contract with them. It's huge infrastructure, but I don't know what exactly in China about those. Yes.
I have a question about
Your
sterilization method. I noticed that you use 5 minutes of the 75% ethanol and 15 minutes of the chloride.
Bleach, yeah.
Yeah. For us, we use a different method. We use 30 seconds to 1 minute of the 75% of the ethanol, and then we use chloride sterilize. Also works very good.
Yeah, but the reason is that before to remove the heat coat, they can hire a little bit.
Right.
So they clean those then before remove it.
We normally use 30 seconds to sterilize the meristem.
Yeah, this is meristem. This is
the end of having tissue cultured plants as opposed to seed generated plants. You start with seeds to generate the plant. That's anyway, correct?
Well, the number one issue is when you germinate it from seed, there's a lot of uniform, especially from wide collected seed. We have actually the seed population we begin to select it, the short form, the plants technically the bigger tree, but they're growing only very, very short. Variation is a big issue. And the second part is a lumber, generated lumber. Since the wide population is getting north and north, we begin to want a bigger lumber, especially demanding. So, and in Korea, I saw the nursery, they just produce from seed, low tissue culture. And I talked to the nursery owner, they said I get 30 to 100 times more income than I growing rice by growing these plants. I cannot believe it. This is just amazing. They use the seed, but the seed have a limitation. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.